Well, good morning. Once again, welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Merry Christmas. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 1 in verse 39, where we read, "Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah." Now the prequel to our scripture begins in Luke chapter 1. In verse 26. "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who is called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible.' Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah." Mary had been informed of two glorious things, two miracles of God. First, that she was the woman chosen of God to carry the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us in her womb. As Isaiah had foretold, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Second, that her relative Elizabeth, who was called barren, would bear a son. That is John the Baptist, by her husband, Zacharias the priest. So having heard this glorious news, Mary quickly gathered together a small caravan to make the arduous journey from Nazareth in Galilee in northern Israel to a city of Judah just outside Jerusalem, traditionally Enkarem. The journey would be approximately 100 miles, and it would take 4 days. The direct route of 80 miles in 3 days would have gone through Samaria, and so the Jews would have avoided that route, preferring to go around. For by the Samaritans it was said, "The next time you cut through my yard, go around." The Lord has invited you this morning to take this journey with Mary, the pregnant teenager with the faith of Ruth and Hannah, is rejoicing all the way there for the joys of motherhood and miraculous conceptions. She pondered all of these things in her heart all the way. And some go along with her on that journey with similar faith. Others are happy just to escape the drudgery of first century life. And they're happy to come along for the ride, for safety's sake. No woman would travel that distance alone down these roads back in that day. There is a couple in the back of the caravan, and they're taking notes. Their names are Mr. and Mrs. Naysayer. And you are coming along with only the worn sandals on your feet and an extra change of clothes. There is no room with the provisions for your phone that was left behind before you, even before you began your journey from Nazareth. And hopefully, the keeper of the phones loses them. Behold, we are here. We have entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Then Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. What a time she was having. What a time we are having. Look at the joy of a family with faith in God in common. Look around you now. All of us are there. And we break into song with the psalmist. "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." In our 3 months' time here at En Kerem, Mary, Zacharias, Elizabeth, and our party have shared the good news and God's excellent works. And when we share the good news of the birth of the Savior, the result is often after this manner, as the scripture says, "Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her." Friends, how did they hear without a preacher? Well, all good things must pass in life. But the Lord has greater things to come. We must simply be patient enough to wait for them. So now the 3 months pregnant Mary, a little caravan, you and I, and yes, Mr. and Mrs. Naysayer, must go back to Nazareth. Some of us wanted to leave Mr. and Mrs. Naysayer there or anywhere, for they had been going about with natural explanations for the lifting of Elizabeth's barrenness, even suggesting that the whole thing was a scam and a lie. And so somebody suggested that we cast them into some pit. But this is not the Spirit of God. It didn't work with regard to Joseph the Patriarch, and surely it would not work with them. For perhaps the Lord would turn their captivity. So for 5 months we shall remain with Mary, her husband Joseph, her father Heli, and Joseph's father Jacob in Nazareth of Galilee, biding time, awaiting the Roman census, when we shall all travel 100 miles south again, this time to Bethlehem in Judah. We are to be witnesses to the ancient prophecy of Micah. "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." Mr. and Mrs. Naysayer, like two bad pennies, and going to be holding up the flank spouting their nonsense that the scriptures cannot be taken literally and that we just make them suit our beliefs. God saved their souls. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who is with child. As we travel along the roads, we are finding every lodging place full. Everyone is moving about to and fro, heading to the place of their ancestral home. It is raining always, for it is a season of rain in that land. All the inns, the caravanseries are full. But we do count ourselves lucky to find one on the way where we can at least sleep with the animals and we can get food and water for ourselves and for our livestock. As we pass by Jerusalem to the west, we meet up with Zacharias, Elizabeth, and their little baby, John the Baptist. They are on their way to Hebron to be registered amongst the descendants of their ancestor, Abijah. They are still praising God. Isn't it nice to run into people that you love that you haven't seen in a while? In our mind's eye, next Christmas we shall make it a point to see them again. But perhaps you and I ought to make it a point to do it over the next 8 days. And so here we are now in Bethlehem. The nearest inn is full, and there is no lodging remaining. Every home has filled itself with as many guests as possible, after the manner of the Jews who practice Eastern hospitality. We must go outside the little town of Bethlehem and look for a cave, a stable, send someone in our party back into town. Perhaps we can find a midwife to aid in the birth of the miracle babe. And we've got to find some swaddling cloths. I bet we'll find those in one of the alcoves of one of the caves that is in the common lands outside Jerusalem. For those are generally kept readily at hand for the purpose of burial. Mary will be giving birth soon. And so it was. While they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. What a miracle. God himself is born into the world he created to save us from our sins. Shepherds showed up. Angels appeared. And we have seen God's great miracle birth, and our spirits rejoice. Everyone is here in our party except two people, Mr. and Mrs. Naysayer, who, of course, are also of the tribe of Judah, for their ancestral home is in Bethlehem. They had decided to sleep in the town square because they didn't want anything to do with people who are worshiping God at Christmas. However, in God's providence, a strange thing happened. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them, and spread the word throughout Bethlehem, even the town square. Our two friends had missed the birth. They missed the angels. They wouldn't listen to us. They wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't listen to you. But we've been praying that God would send someone to help them understand the truth, even if they would not hear us. And God sent a shepherd, a witness to his love, his peace, his goodwill, and the Savior Jesus Christ. And now they believe. And so now, inquiring minds want to know, what are their first names? Perhaps the first name of the gentleman had been Saul before he made his journey, but now he is Paul. Perhaps the lady was named Mary, who had formerly been oppressed by evil, and yet the Lord had cast out of her 7 demons. Or maybe they are loved ones of yours. Perhaps one of them was even you. From Nazareth to Enkarim, to Nazareth, to Bethlehem, we have traveled long and far. May we remember and relive the journey as we follow God's great star. And may every road in your life this Christmas lead you to Jesus. Let us pray. We thank you for the Christmas story and the narrative. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the peace, the hope, the goodwill, and the salvation that it brings. Lord, keep us focused and centered on the true meaning of the day, the true meaning of life's journey. And may we find our satisfaction, our self-worth, in that you loved us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to save our souls and to give us everything. Lord, if there are any who have succumbed or are succumbing to the perils of this world, worldly wisdom, stress, and anxiety, which belies a lack of trust in you, Lord God, a lack of peace or faith or hope. Lord, give these folks aid. Be with each and every soul here. And focus us on our Savior, the Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. You will now offer one another a sign of peace.